Ever always is supposed to be together. Prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. There's these Halakha days of Shavuot. Prepare for Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Shira, Big Shabbos, Big Shabbos of Geula, Big Shabbos of Simcha, Bez Hashem is Baruch. First of all the Shir, all the Chizik tonight, all the Cyrus tonight, all the Brachas tonight, everything is being sponsored for a very special person in my life, somebody who is mamish much more than a friend, family to me, David Seltzer, whose birthday was today, and is being sponsored by his Halakha children, his grandchildren, Wolf, who are mamish like my own family. I can't start talking about David, because he'd be very upset at me if I spoke publicly about David, and the person that he is, the anav that he is, the bachesa that he is, the emesdik person, in every single way of his life. Halavai, there should be more people in the world like him, that's all I can tell you, and the world would be a much, 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 much better place. A much better place. And Mirz Hashem, it should be a big year of simcha, a big year of bracha, a big year of nachas, for him and for his entire incredible family.
Amen.
So I want to start with the Zohar. Just one line, go straight into Torah from Shimon from the Halakha Tzaddik, and we assume the chaver hopefully went to the mikveh today.
Tonight, right?
If not, Matari Machshavas to learn some Halakha Torah of the Zohar. So Zohar says in Parshas Bishalach, Nandal Damabes, Kol Bar Nosh, any individual, any person. The Amar Shirasa Da, he's talking about Az Yashir, talking about the Shira of this week's parasha, the Shira that we sang when we left Mitzrayim by Kriyas Yamsuf. B'chol Yoyma. Anyone who says the Shira every day, U'mechavin Ba, and has Kavana by it. And we say this every single day. Every single day we sing Az Yashir, we sing Tashem, but with proper Kavana, wanting to thank Hashem for all He does for us and all He's done for us. Zocha l'meimra l'zmana da'asi. That person will be zocha, that person will merit to also say this again, to sing the ultimate song at that time. And not just singing and being reminiscent of the Shira of Az Yashir because Yamsuf, but we'll sing Bez Hashem, Bez Gula Shleima, Demhera B'Yameinu.
Amen.
So Zohar tells us, but seemingly, there's something about Kriyas Yamsuf, Az Yashir, which obviously was the Gula from Mitzrayim, but will also be a Mafteach to the ultimate Gula, will also be a key to the ultimate Gula. And the Gula of our lives constantly. Halavai, we should be Zocha to that Gula, we're davening for that Gula, we're davening for no more pain, and no more suffering, and no more tsaris, no more difficulties. To remove ourselves from the oilam de shikra, the world we live in, everywhere we look is full of sheker, full of just a world that's the complete antithesis of everything we live in, everything that we want to live in.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems to be from this Zohar that a key to Geula, a key to the old Megula, a key to the Geula at this point in our lives, somehow is Az Yashir, is Kriyas Yamsuf. Because that Az Yashir was a song by Kriyas Yamsuf. So we have to understand this, what it is about that Geula of Mitzrayim that's going to be the key to the ultimate Geula. So this is another Zohar that I want to mention. And the Zohar says, a few pages earlier, El Amar Rabbi Yehuda, this is on Nun Gimel Ben Aleph in B'Shalach, Hahu Saba, that Saba, the elder, the grandfather, it's referring to Yaakov Avinu, that went with his children into Golus, into Mitzrayim. V'savol e'galusa. And he was able to bear that Golus. V'ayol livnoi b'galusa. And he brought his sons the strength to bear that Golus. Yaakov Avinu, who mamish chama kol inin nukmin v'chol guvrin David kuchbircha b'mitzrayim. So the Zohar says, Rav Shimon says, that he should come and be brought back to life and see all the guvrin, all the nekam, all the revenge, all the strength that Hashem was going to do on Mitzrayim. Come look at this. Come watch this, Yaakov Avinu. And ha'adohu d'chsiv, that's what it says, v'yar Yisrael, as a'yar agdola. V'yar Yisrael is not just B'nai Yisrael, it's Yisrael mamish, as the Zohar says. Yisrael mamish means Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was present. Yaakov Avinu was going to be there to watch the Geula. And the Medrash says this a little more clear. The Medrash says this in Bereishis Rabbah, Tzadi Beis Beis. Listen to this. Rav Pinchas b'shem Rav Hoshaya Omar. Omar, not all HaKadosh Baruch Hu is raglav shel Avinu Yaakov. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the feet of Yaakov Avinu. V'hemidon ha'ayam. And he stood them on top of the sea. V'omar lo and said to him, Imagine, this was a scene. At Kriyas Yamsev, Yaakov was there. He was brought out of the grave to stand by the sea. Re'ei nisim chani osim banecha. Watch the miracles I'm doing with your children. Imagine. Hadol d'chziv b'seis Yisrael Mitzrayim. Yisrael Saba. B'seis Yisrael Mitzrayim. It was Yisrael. Yisrael Saba. Yisrael Yaakov Avinu. We find here, we have to understand that this Geula, this Kriyas Yamsev, and this Geula that somehow will be the key to the ultimate Geula, is deeply interconnected with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu had to be present. Yaakov Avinu was watching. Yaakov Avinu was there. So we have to understand why that was so crucial at Kriyas Yamsev. Because if we understand the depth of Kriyas Yamsev, the depth of that Shira that we sang at Kriyas Yamsev, we'll understand how to bring the Geula. And let's be real, Chaver, there's so much pain and so much suffering in the world. Mm-hmm. All day and night, I feel every day is just more pain and more suffering that people are going through, that we're all going through in different ways. And it's magnified more than ever over these last couple of years. That it's scary to think we're still talking about what the world has gone through and have not even... I mean, some of us have come out of it, but the world as a whole has not come out of it. And that's scary. It's scary. The consequences of that and the mental health issues that are there and that are so present. It's so clear. And the sicknesses that are going on in the world still. I don't mean that. Just look at it, forget it. Putting it aside, even those of us that maybe... COVID is not something dangerous anymore, especially those who are vaccinated. But the amount of sickness that's been over the last few months in the world is like no time we could remember. And even if Baruch Hashem, most of those people are well and fine, something's going on, something's here. And then I have to be there by the side of a Talmud who loses his father in his 50s recently. And we're still crying daily for We're still crying daily for Liel's family, Liel's mishpacha. And it's not that far, far behind all those that lost loved ones during COVID. And then the Olam Deshikra that we live in, and we so desperately need Geula, we so desperately need just Simcha and Or in the world, and light in the world. So somehow the Torah is telling us that that's going to come through Kriyas Yamsev. Somehow the Torah is telling us, the Zohar, the Medrash, that that's connected to Yaakov Avinu. That Yaakov Avinu had to be present then, and that means Yaakov Avinu will be present once again. And I believe that means we have to tap into our Yaakov Avinu. We're B'nai Yisrael in order to bring Geula. There's something about Yaakov, more than an Avram, more than a Yitzchak, in some ways, something about him that is connected to Geula. So there's one more Zohar we have to learn together. One more Zohar in Parshas Bishalach. Chazak of Zohars. You hear Benj? Hashem. It was a Thursday of Shovim. I thought for sure the Chevra all went to the mikvah so we could learn a lot of Zohars. Okay, anyways.
Beforehand.
So the Zohar says in Mem Ches Amar Aleph, Tochazi, come and see, Isitra de Gvura Mitzare Maya Ba'alma, that by the side of Gvura, that's where the waters of the world are raging. There's a certain Gvura in the waters and the waves and V'nafke Maya L'mishta, and the water wants to come out to drink, meaning it wants to reap havoc. But what does Hashem want? V'hashta bay kuchabrichu l'nagva maya. But now Hashem wants to dry up the water, meaning by Kriyas Yamsuf. He wanted those raging waters of Gvura to push to the side, to dry them up. So then the question is, if Hashem wanted to dry them up, Amai, why does he say to Moshe, Unateyas Yadcha, Unateyas Yadcha, which the Zohar says, Unateyas Yadcha, which is to lift up your hand, to use smaller. That he told him to lift up his hand with the left hand, the Yamin, I'm sorry, the small, which is small as din. It should have been, Ela Harem es Madcha l'gmagma baya. It should be lift up your hand, Harem, which the Zohar says, Harem is a Lashon with the right hand. Harem es Madcha. So what's going on? So he continues, and he basically explains. He says that because basically both were happening simultaneously here at Yamsuf. There was Neteyas Yadcha and Asaremes Yadcha. There were both. And what was Pshat? If Neteyas Yadcha is the small, is din, Haremes Yadcha is rachamim. He says, begin kach train milin hacha. There were both going on. Because there was also sitra devura. There was a drying up of the water so the yidin could cross. There was rachamim, the haremes yadcha with yamin. But there was neteis yadcha, what? La sava mayal mitrayim. To create and cause all the waters to return and drown all the mitrim. Therefore, dechsiv haremes matcha neteis yadcha alayam. There's both lashonos. So what is the Zohar telling us? The Zohar is telling us, and listen, and we have a deep yisod here. The Zohar is telling us, at Kriyas Yamsuf, which we think about that moment of Shira, as Yashir, and Simcha, and Geula, that represented. At that very moment, there was a synthesis of Din, of Gvura, and of Rachim, and of Ava. It was a synthesis. For the Yidin, this was a moment of Yamin, of the right hand of Chesed, of Rachamim, for the Yidin, after all these years suffering in Mitzrayim, it's time for Gula. For the Mitzrim, there was Gvura, there was Yira, there was a small. At that very moment, there was a synthesis of Ava and Yira, of Gvura, of Din, and Rachamim. And if that's the case, Chevro, who's the individual that represents the synthesis of Chesed and Din? It's Tiferes. And Tiferes, we know, is Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was able to take his father and his grandfather and synthesize into one. Avram Avinu is Ish Chesed. Avram Avinu is known as kindness, of giving, of loving, of opening up my tent, and anyone who wants could enter. I'm going to take care of even three Arabs and serve them like mamish, they're the tzaddikei hador. That was Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, when he has his bris mila at 100 years old, and he's mamish 3 days in, he's waiting outside kechayim hayom in the deathly hot weather in the desert. Chesed, I want to bring people in. Yitzchak Avinu, we know, is Yira. Yitzchak is din, is fear, is awe. Yitzchak Avinu was Akedas Yitzchak. Yitzchak Avinu, we don't find, was out much. We find him very constricted and enclosed in just his world, in a certain sense. A sense of Yira. Because fear causes us to stay away from others, in a certain sense. He had a special relationship as an Eved Hashem, Meiro. Dvura LeYitzchak. And what is Yaakov Inu? Yaakov Inu came, the Einikol of Avram, and the son of Yitzchak, and Yaakov Inu was able to synthesize the two. Yaakov Inu was able to understand that to be a Yid means, I need Ava and I need Yira. To be a Yid means, I need Chesed and Rachamim and I need Din. In my relationship with Hashem, Vada, that's true. In my relationship with the Rabbonu Shalom, we want to be full of Ava, we need to be dancing and dancing and passionate in our Avodas Hashem. And show up to Davin and Davin on fire. And learn on fire. And Shabbos Kodesh, our mom is so excited. And sit by the Suda and singing and dancing. And in love with the Rabbonu Shalom. And in love with others. Because I'm in love with every child of that Rabbonu Shalom. And I want to give and I want to care for others. And I want to be a chesed. And I want to be vast. Ava's expansion. Love is expanding to everybody. And Vada, of course, the Rabbonu Shalom. But at the same time, I'm an Eved Hashem. At the same time, I have Yira. Keep it open. At the same time, I have Yira. At the same time, I have awe. At the same time, I understand that I have to serve the Rabbonu Shalom. And there are times in my life where even when it goes against what I want to be doing, even when it goes against my desires and my temptations at whatever point in this world that I'm in, I have Dev Yira. That was Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu was able to synthesize the two. So now we can understand Chevra. If Yaakov Avinu is Teferes, Yaakov Avinu is that synthesis of Ava and Yira. Yaakov Avinu is that synthesis of love and fear. It's going to be Yaakov Avinu that's specifically going to be one that's going to be the foundation, the yesod for Kriyas Yamsuf. Because if the Zohar says Ek Kriyas Yamsuf was both simultaneously Din and Rachamim, simultaneously there was that punishment of the Mitzrim and the drowning of the Mitzrim and the salvation of the Yidden, all at once. So who's the one that can comprehend and understand and bring into the world that synthesis? It's Yaakov Avinu. So Yaakov Avinu is going to be the one that was brought there. And Yaakov Avinu was the one that was standing on top of the waters. But somehow all of this, as the Zohar told us, is the key to ultimate Gula. And we have to understand that that means, Chevra, and we're going to explain deeply, that means it's when we're able to synthesize and be that B'nai Yisrael as we are, and we're able to have in our world and in our life Ava and Yira, that we're going to bring Gula to the world. When we have that, we're going to bring Gula to the world and bring Gula to our lives. Let me explain even a little deeper before. I heard from Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger. Rabbi Yamin Eisenberger said, just he explained how that was in the very, very beginning of the creation of the world. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and it's the foundation of this world. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and why did He create the world? If any of us have learned, and if you haven't, it's time to, starting tomorrow, Derech Hashem. And you learn through Derech Hashem, it's one of those Svarim. We've mentioned that one before as one of the most important Svarim there is for any person to understand their existence in this world. And you learn Derech Hashem, and when the Derech Hashem and the Rabchal, Rabbi Shachai Lazaro, the Heilige Tzaddik, teaches us the purpose in creation. Oh, and he explained that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is this Nosein who just wants to give and give and give, and he's the most perfect Nosein. And he created the world just to give. What does that give? That's Chesed. He's a Baal Chesed. That's Yamin. That's the right side. That's Ava. And that's full of expansion. That's full of just making, and that's what he created the world based upon. Oilam Chesed Yibaneh. But at the same time, what happened to happen simultaneously at that moment? See, the Rabbonu Shalom himself, naturally, if we can understand this, is Ein Sof, whatever that means, meaning there is no end. The Rabbonu Shalom is bigger than anything, and therefore to create a world, Alpi, the Kabbalah, the word that we use to understand, he had to be Mitzamsem himself. What does Mitzamsem mean? To constrict himself, to make himself somewhat smaller, to concretize a world, he had to be Mitzamsem himself. Because otherwise, you can't have the God is limitless in every way. In every way. So to create a world which represents God and is a there had to be a level of constricting himself. That's Yira. Because it's closing off. It's pulling away from who he really fully is. So in the creation of the world, there was simultaneously a balance of Ava and Yira. An equilibrium of Ava and Yira in the very existence of the world. And therefore it makes sense that if we want Geula in this world, and Geula, what is Geula? What is redemption? You know what redemption really is? It's bringing back the world to the place where it's supposed to be. Geulas is not the goal. Geulas is not how the world is supposed to be. The world you think is supposed to be what it is today? With all the craziness of this world? And the focus of this world? What goes on in this world that we live in? The immorality of the world? The lack of seichel in the world? We live in a world full of fools that are running the world. It makes no sense to any of us what goes on in the hierarchy of government in any of our countries. In our country, in our Tisrael today, we're all questioning what's going on. It's a world of tremendous, tremendous gulls. That's how it's supposed to be? No. So what is Geula? Geula is getting back to the beginning, the way it's supposed to be. And the way it's supposed to be, the world as it was created, was a synthesis of Ava and Yira, a synthesis of Chesed and Gvura, a synthesis of expansion and constriction. Because that's what's necessary to exist. Too much chesed, you end up some hippie of the 60s, living free and just giving, and that didn't go anywhere good. Too much yira, and you're enclosed, and you're not dealing with others, and giving to others, and caring for others, and that also is a terrible life. There needs to be the proper balance. And that was the balance of the creation world. That's what we see on the very first pasuk. The very first pasuk in all of Torah. Kevin, we're talking deep Torah tonight. You with me? You hear this? This should be the soidus of life. Very first pasuk in all of Torah. Bereishis bara Elokim es hashamayim ves haaretz. We all know the pasuk. We all know the pasuk, right? So the very famous Rashi, Bereishis bara Elokim. Elokim, we know, is din, is judgment. So Rashi says, V'lo amar bara Hashem, yudkei vavkei, which is rachem and which is mercy. Shebitzchila ala b'machshava l'barosu b'midas din. Hashem first wanted to create the world with judgment, because he felt that was necessary. Law, order, structure. V'ra she'ein ho'ilam miskayim. The world would not exist. The world can't exist with all din. It's too constricting. We can't enjoy. We can't be besimcha. We want to be tansing. Can't be all din. Can't be all judgment. Tough love might be necessary once in a while in ways, but if it's all tough love, it's a very sad world. What about regular love? What about just giving a hug and a kiss and saying I love you to your children? Not always have to be just coming down when the child does wrong. Some parents, sadly, the whole relationship the parent has to the child is only when that child does something wrong and putting them in place. Only when the child comes home with a bad mark and then suddenly has the chvestish, negative attention. The whole relationship is negative attention. It's all about din. As a parent, you have to know when to bring levels of constructive criticism and teaching and growth. Should all be in a positive way, but growth for a child. But that has to be coupled with Ava, coupled with tremendous love. Otherwise, all the lessons will go nowhere. And that child's just going to feel that they want to run away. And that sometimes happens. It just takes them a few years. And they don't forget that in the young age, by the way. Sometimes that happens later because it's somewhere tucked away in the depth of their heart till later. So it has to be the Ein Olam is Kayim. The world won't exist with all din. V'hikdim midas rachamim. So therefore, he went and first brought rachamim into the world, mercy into the world, expansion into the world, love into the world. V'shatvel midas din. And joined it and built that partnership. But love alone wasn't, or din alone wasn't good. Neither was good alone. It had to be a shutuf. B'hainu l'chsiv, that's the pasuk Rabbi Yom asos Hashem, Hashem Elokim. Hashem, which is rachamim, mercy, love. Elokim, which is din and judgment, and gvura and strength. Eretz v'shamayim. There has to be, Rashi is telling us, there has to be that synthesis, that equilibrium, that balanced state. And that has to be for the world to exist. And that's the most beautiful relationships that we have. When there's all love, it's going to come crashing down at some point. When it's all yira, you're going to run away from it. There has to be the proper balance. And you could think, and that's what we have to have with the Eibishter, and that's what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. That's who Yaakov Avinu was, and we are Bnei Yisrael, and that's what's going to bring us to a place of Geula, and bring the world back to where it's supposed to be. But you ask, how is it possible? Some of us are inclined towards like tremendous Ava. We want all Ava. We want to just be tansing and living that free life. And some people are like so yira, like mamish, stuck between two walls, and mamish, you know, are afraid to live their life, basically. Shem Yirachim. And how's it possible to have both and synthesize both and have both in our Avodah Hashem? Is that really possible in our Avodah Hashem? We see mamish, you know, in certain hashkafas and all love and all simcha, and sometimes you start to think it's a little bit funny to some people. It's like too much. Where's the order? Where's the structure? You know, chvesnisht. Where the Zmanim, where the Maven Yavin. And then you see some worlds that are so kalt and so stuck to order and yira that like, mamish, there's no heart. And we want to have both. But you know where both, I believe, come from, and I want to share. I'll tell you where I believe, because I think we can have both. And I think that's the natural relationships we should have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, with each other, with the world. That's how it was supposed to be. That's what Rashi is telling us. And that's what was by Kriyas Yamsuf, by Geula. And that's who Yaakov Avinu was and where Bnei Yisrael. I'll share with you as follows, just to understand. I've had this chus, and I have this chus, of beautiful, incredible relationships with my Rabbeim that I've had over the years and I still have today. And a few of them, I see this so clearly. I should see it with all of them, but I'll say, like, my Rebbe Amori, Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, Zecher Chadash, Tzadik Kadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Nosson Zvi Finkel, I could tell you, I love him like a father, like a brother, like a friend. I think about him almost every day of my life. Of the favorite times of my life, we're going to spend time with him, we're going to listen to him, we're going to learn from him. There was such his simcha and his ava and his smile. Changed my life forever. It was full of chesed, full of ava. His home was open. Mamish, I've said it so many times, how many times, anytime I'd call him, you know, to bring guys, to come over myself, when's a good time, whenever it's good for you, Ari, whenever it's good for you. It was always whenever it's good for you. Incredible. At the same time, Rabbi Umairi, if you heard the stark chizik he gave of Amelus Betaira, and chizik he gave of Yerushalayim, and chizik he gave of staying away from the taivas of the world, and things that would pull you away from learning and from growing, that was real. It was real. There had to be real yira. And I'll tell you, it's not just that's who he was, but my relationship with him. I walked in, and simultaneously, every time I was with him, I felt the warmest ava. But simultaneously, it was pachar moira to be in his presence. You felt both at once. The same is true every time I go and spend time with Rabbi Moira, Rav Mendel Blachman. Anyone knows Rav Blachman a little bit? He's the most wonderful person in the world. So much of who I am is because of him. But he's scary. He'll tell you to. He's going to tell it to you how it is. And he's going to put you in place. But I know it's in the most loving way. And it's full of wanting what's best for me. And I feel it from the bottom of my heart. And there's a synthesis of Ava Nira that I feel from him. And there's a synthesis of Ava Nira that I continuously have for him. For him. And I'll tell you something. On some level, the same is true with my wife. And it should be with your wives. Meaning, sure, of course, that relationship is so full of av and love. Mamish, I love my wife more than anyone in the world, and I do anything in the world for her, and she's the most special person in my life. Sameach tesamach reyim ahuvim. There's supposed to be tremendous love. And all I want to do is give to her. And she gives me more than anyone in this world, and I have no words to how much hakaras hatova I have for her. Look at every Thursday night here. This is not a normal thing. You know, tonight we did early shir. What is early shir? Shkoyach. It's 11:30 now, and we're going to be singing Shabbos Kodesh, and we have a house full of people here. But it's like, this is normalcy. It's not normalcy, but it's become normalcy because she's a tzaddikus and a malach. But that's the smallest of things she does for me. I can't even tell you. And I have such ava, and I feel the ava for her, and I have the ava for her. At the same time, let me tell you, there's a certain era. Morty is married, understands what I'm saying. That, you know what? You got to do for your wife, and you got to, and you want to. You want to, but there's a certain structure and you constrict yourself and act in a particular way and have to do and you know, lamaisa, you know, if it was up to us men, would we ever put away our clothing? Like, why do they have to be in drawers? What's the difference if they're out? I'm going to wear it again. Like, well, I'll find it. You know, like a simple thing like that. And yeah, you know what? Afterwards, does my clothing have to go in the hamper? So when I'm ready, I'll eventually just pick it up on the floor and take it downstairs. But Lamaisa, there's a yira, and that yira is not fear, it's respect. It's respect and awe of someone that you look up to and care about and want to make happy no matter what. And do things that even though I don't want to do it, but I want to do it for that person, but that's yira. And I feel it from her and I have it for her. And vada, the same could be with each and every one of us with the Eibishter. I think it's as follows, Chevron. I want you to hear this and listen. And this is the Nakuda I wanted to build. And I know tonight's shir we're building from deep places. But here's the yisod of it all. We're understanding where Google comes from. We're understanding where the world comes from. But here's what I think the problem is sometimes. Sometimes, you know, what comes out first, the chicken or the egg? And people are working on Yiras Hashem, and working on Avas Hashem, and working on Avas Chaverim, and working on... These are all beautiful things, don't get me wrong. We do need to. And learn Misil Sharm, and learn Svarim on these topics, and grow in them. But the MS is, I believe it's the wrong direction. Meaning what? And hear me out. If we truly had a Kesher Shel Kayama with Eibishter, if we truly had a real relationship with Hashem, if we thought I've had Hashem in my life constantly, and I had real amuna, and I really believed Hashem's by my side every moment, and He's taking care of me every moment, and He's looking over after me, and He's orchestrating my life, and my wife's life, and my children's life, and all of our lives, and I had such a strong relationship with Him, then what would flow from the relationship would be a synthesis of Ava and Yira. It couldn't not with the Rabbeinu Shalom. If it does naturally for me, it did with Rav Nathan Zvi Finkel and with Rav Lachman and Vada with my wife and all, you think it shouldn't be with the Eibishter? Vada's with the Eibishter. And of course I'm going to simultaneously want to dance and sing and sometimes want to constrict myself in ways that I have to for the Eibishter because I know that's what's best for me and that's what He wants for me and He knows better than I what's best for me. So there's a constant, it just should flow from that relationship, flow from the Amuna. It will just be there. And we've seen over history, people didn't have this, and it always goes in the wrong direction. Perhaps that was the sin of Nadan Aviyu. Nadan Aviyu wanted to just do, and Ava, Bali Yira. No, there are rules, there are restrictions, there's ways that the Rishon wants it. And if it's too much Ava and too much Chesed, you get burned up, it doesn't work. The opposite is true also. Reb Shimon went into the cave and he was kulo just Yira and kulo Malchus and kulo Eibishter and he came out and he's destroying the world. It didn't work. He went back in and came out and learned how to synthesize Ava and Yira and see that other things could go on and be besimcha with the Welt. And know that that's the way. And that's Yaakov Avinu Tiferes. And that's who we need to be. But I'll tell you something else, Chevron. Now we understand something. Now we understand what the world is and what the world needs to be and who we need to be and how we can bring Gula. But we understand something else also. If that's Yaakov Avinu and that will bring Gula, when do we already have Gula? Every one of us has Gula tomorrow night. Shabbos Kodesh. What a schus to have Shabbos. I don't understand for the life of me how people don't have, without Shabbos, how we look forward to Shabbos, how we love Shabbos. You know why we love Shabbos? You're thinking, we love Shabbos because it disconnects me from this crazy world I live in. And that's true. And we love Shabbos because I'm calm. And we love Shabbos because it's time with my family and time with Hashem and time to daven and time. These are all true and wonderful. And but you know what else? We love Shabbos. Shabbos is the synthesis of Av and Yir and brings me back to the world I'm supposed to live in. Where do we see this? Shabbos. Shabbos Kodesh. Gemara and Shabbos. Daf Kuf Yud Ches. All the way in the bottom. Amar Rav Yoichid and Mishim Rav Yoisi. Kol Hama'aneg et HaShabbos. Anyone has Oineg on Shabbos. Nois no lach labli mitzarim. You're going to nach labli mitzarim. You get some portion without boundaries. Without boundaries. And the Gemara goes on. What's this nachla? Lo ka Avram, not like Avram who had boundaries in his nachla. Velo ki Yitzchak, who had boundaries in his ele ki Yaakov. Shekosavo uferatha yama v'kedma v'tzafoyna v'negva. A little bit for Yud Shvat. I'm even Yavin. Parasa yama v'kedma v'tzafoyna v'negva. He spread out in all directions. He's spreading out in the west, in the east, in the north, in the south. No boundaries. So we see Yaakov Avinu is specifically connected to Shabbos. Why? Because Shabbos is this incredible zman of a synthesis of Ava and Yira. Where do we see that? Next week's parasha, famous Ramban. The Ramban says on the word Zachar Yom Shabbos Kacho. So we know Zachar v'Shamar b'Dibor Echad Nemru. We know that Zachar and Shamar were said simultaneously, and Zachar, the Ramban explains, Zachar, all the positive mitzvahs of Shabbos, to have Suda Shabbos, to make Kiddush on Shabbos, to light Neros on Shabbos, Shomer, all the negative mitzvahs, not to cook on Shabbos, not to Chvesnish, to be involved in all the Yisurim, all the Malachos of Shabbos. And that is the negative, that's Shomer. And the Ramban here, very famously, in a, for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through the whole Ramban, but it's Kedai, if you haven't seen this Ramban in next week's Parashat, Perchof, Pasuk Zai, Pasuk Ches, he says that all positive mitzvahs, Zachar, is connected to what? Ahava. I love you, so I want to do for you. And all negative mitzvahs, to hold myself back, to pull back, to constrict, stems from Yira. So we see if Shabbos is Shomer B'Zachar B'Dibur Echad, Shabbos is the synthesis of what? Of Ahava and Yira. And therefore it's Yaakovinu Nachlubli Mitzarim, because Yaakov is the synthesis. And that's why now we can understand. Every single time we go into Shabbos, I'm already in Zman Geula. Because that's bringing the world back to the way it's supposed to be, from the original creation of the world, which was a shutuv of Ava and Yira, of Din and Rachamim. That brings us Simcha, that brings us Geula. And that's why Kriyas Yam Suf, which had Ava and Yira, Din and Rachamim, as we saw in the Zohar, Rachamim for the Yid and Din, for the, that also was Geula. And that's why that's going to be the key to our ultimate Geula. If we could live like this, and I believe we live like this when we're deeply connected to Hashem. We don't, it's not about working on our Av and Yira, not that we don't have to work on that. But just work on our relationship with Hashem and it will be natural to us. Av and Yira, they're so interconnected. Famously, if you've ever seen, have you written out, if you write the word Yira and you write the word Ava underneath it, right? Yira on top and Ava right underneath it, and then look at them now in boxes. Yud Resh is on top, and right underneath it is what? Aleph Hey, Yira. And then what that comes after Yud Resh? Aleph Hey. And what will be underneath it? What will be underneath it? The bottom word? Beis Hey. Ava. So Ava and Yira are so deeply interconnected. Okay, it's hard to do in a verbal shir. You know, if we had like a smart board or a chvesis, but you guys got it. You guys got it. Shabbos Kodesh is at Zon. So we taste it already. So if we taste it on Shabbos and we love it on Shabbos, how could we not want it always? And we want that synthesis of Av and Yira. If you want that synthesis of Av and Yira, just think about the Ribbono Shel Olam life. Think about all that He does for you. Think about all that He is for you. And just let it flow. Let it flow. And let yourself daven with Ava and Simcha and taunting when you're davening. And on the days where you don't feel it, get there anyways and be there because you have Yira as well. That's what it is to be a Ben Torah, because I'm so connected to Hashem. You know, today was the Yahrzeit of a very special person in my life. Yud Aleph Shvat was the Yahrzeit of Binyamin Pinchas, Ben Arvi Ol Baruch, Zatzal, Binyamin Zwickler. Binyamin Zwickler is my Talmud Many of the chevron has heard me speak about him over the years, mm-hmm. and some of the chevron here knew him. Some heard the song that he wrote that we sent out again with a new podcast of Yidid Nafshi or of Danny Kunstler. If you didn't hear it yet, I think it's very beautiful and Kedai. Incredible song that Binyamin wrote, and the whole album that he wrote that came out last year. Every song is just a mamisha, a tefillah from his neshama. And Binyamin was such a special person, there are no words. And he went through a lot. The Kadosh Baruch Hu brought him a lot of nisyonos in this world. To lose his father at a very young age. And to go through the illness and the tzaras that he had to go through. But he always was connected to Hashem. Always went through it. It was makabel ba'av in ways I can't comprehend. Ways I couldn't comprehend, I still don't comprehend. And he gave me strength. Mi talmida yotzei mekulam, I can say with Binyamin Pinchas, in ways I can't even tell you. And saw the way that he dealt with what Hashem brought him, and halavai I should be such a person in this world. It was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, right now. Remember, it would have been like this Matzei Shabbos that he went into the hospital. I'll never forget, not wanting. He went into every year until these last few years, which rocked our world. I used to go every single year to Eretz Yisrael January. So in the last 2 years, I was not. Last year, 2 years ago, I was there. January, right? COVID almost began March. But last year, I was not able to go. This year I had booked a ticket for Sunday, but based on other reasons, had to postpone, hope to go in February, Bez Hashem. Instead, I'm going to go Bez Hashem. But Lamaisa, it was the Shabbos right before I was leaving to Eretz Yisrael on Sunday, that Binyamin went into the hospital for the final time. He ended up being in the hospital for a while, for like at least a month. I don't remember exactly what it was, right around there. And I remember when he went to the hospital, so I ran to the hospital Matzei Shabbos to be with him. And he already wasn't doing so well. And he was already not doing so well the weeks before in his house. I was with him most days. And I remember I spent that night with him in the hospital. I was leaving them. I had a plane ticket the next day to Eretz Yisrael. And I remember leaving him and not knowing what's going to be and not knowing what I should do, you know, if I should just cancel my trip and be with him. And he told me, of course, I have to go, and don't even think about it, but you got to be there with the guys. I said, okay, you know, maybe the Abishah wants me to go so I could daven for you and be there and daven for you and get brachas for you, and I'll be back. And Baruch Hashem, he stayed strong, and I was able to spend in the next few weeks, every single day I was with him in the hospital. It was all Nisim, how Abishah or Binyamin can... Even did this, you know. I was with him literally every day that he was in the hospital. I used to go. You remember the story more and more. I used to go every day. I don't remember whatever time I ended my last like official class in the earth teaching halacha. Usually, so I'm in the base medrash. I'm meeting with guys. I'm talking to guys. But when he was in the hospital every day, I'd face this around like 2:30 or 3 o'clock. I don't remember what time it was. I'd get in the car and go and get to the hospital and spend a couple hours with him and come back to have dinner. Like leave there. I'd be there from like 3:30 to 5:30 every day. While he was in the hospital. Every day was the same, and he was in Sloan Kettering in the city. And the day of his patira was the one day where I was supposed to go with my son to a Knick game that night. So I knew I was going to be in that city for a Knick game, whatever, it was 7:30. So I said, you know, I'll go to the hospital like an hour later than I usually go, or an hour and a half later, I remember exactly, because then I'm going to be in the city anyways, I don't have to come back, and then I'll spend a couple hours, I'll go straight, I'll meet my son, will take the train, I'll meet him at the Knick game. That was my plan. And it was on my drive to the hospital that I got a call from his mother and Binyamin Pinchas left the world. And I remember, I was on the highway, like near, I'll call it Shea Stadium, but now it's City Field, but back in those days it was still Shea Stadium, maybe it was City Field already, it had to be City Field already, I remember I pulled over to the side, I couldn't drive, it was mamish tears streaming down my face, I couldn't see. And then it like hit me that Binyamin did it this way, because every single day I was with him at this time. And I'm a Kayin. And what would have happened if I would have been there at the time? Number one, okay, forget about the halachas and Tumim Meis, but I'd be in the worst. Think about the situation I'd be in. Imagine a lot of days it was myself, his mother, and him in the hospital room. Okay, other people would come visit times, whatever it was. Imagine if I'm there with his mother and he was nifter, and I have to basically run away. and like not be, I would feel like the worst person in the world. But that's what I halachically would have had to do in that moment. Yira has to be there as a shutuf to Avi because I want to be there for her, but I'd have to run. Imagine what it would be. I'd have to run away. He said, no, no, Rabbi, you don't have to see that happen to me. You don't have to deal with that predicament. He waited for the day that I'm not going to be there at the time. It was like, mamish. So what am I talking about him right now? Avi, this is your time today. There's so much more I can say, and you heard so many stories. I don't want to repeat, but what my is the last few days, obviously each day towards the end, it was getting more and more difficult, and but the last few days, he kept on thinking and talking that it's Shabbos. He kept on just saying, is it Shabbos today? Are we Shabbos? He was just talking about Shabbos, nonstop talking about Shabbos. And I remember it was so warm for his mother and myself, like, it was Shabbos, but what was he doing? You know what he's doing? He's about to go to Olam HaEmes. To a Zman of Geula in some level. Not the ultimate Geula yet, but some level of just MS. And what's that? We're saying that is a synthesis of Avan Yira, which is found in Shabbos, which he tasted his whole life for 25 years in Shabbos. He tasted his whole life in Shabbos. That's how he tasted it. So he knew, he felt, he's going back to Shabbos, you know? It's like it's Shabbos already. It's all Shabbos. Shabbos is that Avan Yira. Shabbos, we taste what we need to feel all week long. Zachar v'shamar, through a deep relationship with Hashem, and we could have that, and have the love, and have the awe. I don't want to say fear, it's not fear. It's awe, it's a respect, it's a kavod. Shabbos. Yom Shekula Shabbos. You know, Chevra, the Heilige Karliner, would say before Shabbos the following. I don't want to give Taishan this tonight. It's a deep few lines, but just listen. Master of the world, I have fish for Shabbos. I have challah for Shabbos. What?
John, he has it in
a
song.
Oh, does he? Okay. I have fish for Shabbos. I have challah for Shabbos. But where do I get Shabbos for Shabbos? So you know, this is a very special privilege to have Shabbos on Shabbos. Is it possible to keep Shabbos? To keep every law, but to taste Shabbos, to say Shabbos is so special. This is what our holy rabbis teach us. There's Shmira Shabbos, keeping Shabbos, holy. Then there's Oneg Shabbos, the bliss of Shabbos. The bliss of Shabbos is a special gift, a gift from heaven. You know what the Karliner is saying? There are those who, even on Shabbos, so they might keep the halachas, keep the laws, and say, I'm going to find some Ava here and make Kiddush, and I'm going to find some Yira here and not cook and not go on my phone. But then there's some Jews that have Shabbos on Shabbos. And it's just flowing. It's like I feel that relationship with Hashem and everything else flows from it. It's not even, I don't have to think to not go on my phone on Shabbos. I would never go on my phone on Shabbos because it's Shabbos. And I'm not like, oh, I have to make Kiddush and make Hamotzi and be Yotza Zayin. I'm like, well, I can't wait for my student to have the most beautiful student in the world tomorrow night. To have a suit of singing and Torah with my children. And so too has to be all week long. So too has to be all week long where we have this incredible, incredible relationship with Hashem. And in that incredible, incredible relationship with Hashem, what's going to flow from that, what's going to stem from that is Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem simultaneously. And then we're going to find the Geula in our life because we're going to bring the world back to where it's supposed to be, just like Kriyas Yamsuf did, which we know all the Makos were just bringing back the Asara Mamaros of creation of the world. So too, we'll bring it back. Bizoicha the Geula beprat in our personal lives until we're zoicha the Geula Shlema with Mashiach Lekeinu. Hey, Rabbi Amen.
Amen.